by a score of strange shells on the way. The sight of fellow humans ahead was pleasing. He looked forward not only to the food, but to the friendliness of the sand dollar. He stopped in his room first and took a shower so cold it seemed to turn his skin inside out. Then suddenly he remembered the notes. He shut off the water, walked out dripping, and snatched up the sole piece of paper on the table. The handwriting was slanted and unfamiliar. "Tricia, don't work today. No one's alone with Jesus." He felt slapped rather than comforted by the second sentence. He vowed not to reveal himself again, tossed the note into the trash, and got dressed, thinking back to church. Religion, as practiced by his parents, was a social rather than a spiritual affair. The choice of which Methodist church to attend was very similar to the choice of what car to buy and be seen in. Neither the sermons nor the Bible had seemed to intersect with his own life. He had no singing voice, had lip-synced the hymns, and, despite the note's claim, had felt conspicuously alone in church. He headed outside. The sand dollar's tippy, varnished wood tables were nearly all free. He took a seat over in the corner, his usual spot. "How's my little baby today?" The words were called out by the grandmotherly waitress who'd served him at lunch the day before. "Pretty good," he replied, though no answer was required.